to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Shelby, and I'm going to be helping guide you through your friendship counseling together. So if you're ready, why don't you follow me into what I like to call the friend zone?
This is Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 7th. You know we never start till the flyover happens. I just want to let you know that. Real quick, holidays today. It's International Cherry Pit Spitting Day. Nothing?
No.
Okay.
We're gentlemen.
And it's National Strawberry Sunday Day. Sunday Day Day? All right, something like that. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us tonight. That's right. Tonight, July 7th for UFC 226 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. So get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's tonight. I mean, are we in the second weekend of July 4th weekend? Is this like the second?
Yes.
Because it fell on a Wednesday. The whole week we should have had off, right?
I agree with that because I was not happy having two Mondays.
Okay. Well, it was two Mondays, and you were correct. And if you know, so you're hungover twice this week. All right. Nevertheless, hold on. Come on out tonight. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, Salvatore's Saloon, UFC 226. The main event, Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier for the heavyweight title. Daniel Cormier moving up to the light, from light heavyweight to the heavyweight.
Did you see he weighed in more than Stipe, too?
Did he really?
Yeah, he weighed in at 248.
Oh, my gosh.
Stipe was like 241.
I don't know how he ever made light heavyweight.
He didn't have to cut this time. That's the whole thing.
So he had the jelly donut training regimen, right?
Yes.
Okay, so good. That's tonight. Definitely come out and join us. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. And I'm just going to throw this out here now. Flower City Fury have a game today at noon. If you want to go check it out, it's going to be at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex right over by the U of R. Starts at noon. Yours truly will be there, talking, doing the commentary as well as plugging things and having a good time. But the Flower City Fear are playing the team from Baltimore. It's the Harm City Havoc. And you know, Baltimore's the Charm City, but this men's team is the Harm City Havoc.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Why is Baltimore the Charm City?
I don't know why it's a Charm City. And by the way, let me introduce the cast and crew. There's a voice you hadn't heard in a while on this show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by, DC Dan Call.
Good morning.
And Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And we have Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And rejoining us all the way from England, I believe he came from, right? You flew all the way here from England?
I mean, it's basically been a month like that where I don't really know where I am at on any given day, but I'm here in Rochester right now.
It is Rob Sanderson.
Oh, you're live. Hello.
Great. Yeah, we are live on Facebook right now. You're seeing Rob Sanderson this early morning. Some people it's early at 10 o'clock. But
it's especially when I listen to the Pain Clinic at 9 a.m. Central. It's especially early.
That's right. Well, you came here from Chicago. You've been here this whole week. You've been having fun. It's nice to have you back, man.
Good to be here.
You did a great job on Wednesday, July 4th. If you got to hear Rob Sanderson, he hosted the Carl Falk show as well as Wham! First Hour, Bob Matthews show. So you got to be like an all-star.
That was a lot of, that's a lot.
It was.
Yeah. I hadn't really done that before, and it was a good time. So, thanks to, Phil for setting that up. Thanks to you for producing. We had a good time. Probably annoyed a lot of people because we talked hockey for 98% of the Carl Falk show.
Well,
you know,
Brian
wanted baseball talk on the 4th of July, but
Brian was listening. Brian, who, what did we talk about when you were listening?
Oh, you interviewed,
Anthony Gaines.
Anthony Gaines, yep. And you didn't talk much hockey at that point. It was all over the place. You guys were talking about everything, but that was cool. That was cool. It was nice to hear you on the air. So,
thank you. Yeah, it was good. It was good to be back back here and trying to still stay in touch with everything that's going on here, even though I'm not currently living here. But
you're not missing much.
Well, I was missing this right here. You can hear the bat.
Yeah.
Thank you for the garlic bread. I'm pumped right now. I'm probably not going to wait for the commercial break to bust that open either.
Just go for it. Just
tell them about the honey bun in the other room either.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Hit your cough switch so we don't hear the wrinkling of the, you know, of the bag.
I'm a pro. I know what I'm doing there. Don't you worry. Especially the other day when you had to go through 4 hours straight of it.
That's true. That's true.
All about the cough button.
So how long are you in town for?
Just until probably Monday.
Just until Monday?
Yeah, there's, am I doing this right now? I guess I'll say I need to go back to Illinois to start working on a packing process. So,
You're moving home, right?
No, maybe someday. Yeah, I do like it here, but I will be making another move this month. So that's really all I can say for right now. But
well, we get you now, so that's good. Mm-hmm. Cool. And so does that mean your all-in tickets no good?
I don't know. That's especially with like the hockey schedule. Like that's right when like preseason things start getting going and stuff like that. And if I was in Chicago, then I would still be going. So I hope I can still go, but it's going to be very difficult now. So we'll see.
Well,
I really want to go. And I mean, I know they've been talking about still doing a stream or something. So I definitely want to catch it one way or another.
And they did say that they're definitely doing something. So it might be like maybe an Access TV thing or something.
Yeah, right? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they have to end up doing like a DVD or a later thing that gets edited because, again, with the amount of people they have signed up that are on some kind of a contract where they're not supposed to appear on other TV shows and things like that, I don't know if they can get away with just streaming the whole thing, but it'll be a good show. I mean, that's definitely, and that's literally like 20 minutes from my house.
Really?
In suburban Chicagoland. So, hopefully I'll get to go. But, I think it's awesome one way or another. I mean, the whole thing is huge and the amount of attention it's getting is just so big for indie wrestling and stuff.
Did I see a picture with you and Cody Rhodes recently?
Probably from, what was that? One of the ROH shows last year, I think.
Oh, was it when they came to Chicago with the, was it the Clash or the,
Wasn't Chicago the last stop on the tour we got to go to?
Yeah.
I think it would have been that one that picture was from. And then I was at an ROH, Honor United show or whatever over in England a few weeks ago too, which is cool. So
very cool.
And he was on that show, but I got to see Dalton. And I don't know if there's spoiler alerts on this show or whatever, but
well, hold on, if you. Don't listen for the next 5 seconds. Okay, go ahead. That's about
really
it.
Really bums that he lost the title, but hopefully he'll get it back. But I mean, that I don't know how much you guys have talked about that or whatever. The fact that Dalton Castle has gone to Ring of Honor World Champion is just...
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
And especially like the last time, we had him on like a year ago, and I had to wake him up, and he's like, he goes, you know, I remember when I was in fifth grade listening to this show in Rochester.
Oh. It's when
like,
did he become Elvis?
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, he was half asleep. When you don't remember the interview?
I haven't had my coffee yet. Oh, yeah.
You don't remember the interview? It exactly sounded like that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because he's been hurt, and I know they've acknowledged that on TV and stuff, so I think that's probably a big reason why things might change there or whatever, or are changing, but hopefully he'll get it back. Hopefully he'll make his way to NXT and such in the future.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of rumors about them contacting.
You have to know they're interested. I mean, that's anybody can make that assumption easily.
Especially, you know, I mean, when you have friends who work there already too, it doesn't hurt, you know? Mm-hmm. So interest, very cool. You know, this is a big day for Rochester wrestling. I mean, we've got the show in Batavia tonight, you know, at the Batavia Downs with, quote unquote, Adam Rose going to be on the show, as well as the Powers of Pain?
Powers of Pain, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing I read last week on the air had the wrong name for one of them. It's for Barbarian and the Warlord.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, because there's another. I think I read something else different last week, but it was like maybe
it was the Gladiator.
The Gladiator. That's right. Someone asked me about
the Mega Powers will be there.
The Mega Powers, as well as we're
that
going,
might be a little hard to pull off.
Also, we're going to get Shane Douglas is going to be there, and you know, last time he came, he brought Dominic DiNucci with him. So you never know. You know?
Last time they had a show there, the Sandman randomly showed up too.
That's right, yeah. Sandman. So that's a show today, but we got Bruce Prichard tonight at the Comedy Club, and I know Rob, you're going to go to that, right?
I will be there. Yeah, yeah. I know. And anybody that's a friend of mine that's been listening has been trying to make plans this week, and I've been crazy trying to see everybody and do all sorts of other stuff this week, too. I will be there, so it'll be a good chance to see a lot of people. I'm looking forward to it. I was supposed to go to their show in Chicago a few weeks ago, and then I came back from Europe insanely sick and missed that one Money in the Bank weekend. So glad that I'm in town for this one, because I do regularly listen to that podcast as well. And should be a good time.
Yeah, definitely. And we were under the impression they were taping the podcast at the Comedy Club. That's not the case. But he is
because they try to tell stuff that they don't really want recorded, I think.
Yes.
That's what he said last week.
Quote unquote. You know, so it's like, yeah, he did tell us that. But he was a great guest last week. And hopefully people are going to go out to that tonight. Definitely want to check it. I think it's 8:00 it starts.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I'm going to be doing UFC tonight. And so I'm going to, it would crisscross. I don't think I would be able to make it. But Java will invite anybody.
Cross the streams.
I will invite anybody who does go to that to come out to Salvatore's at the garage door after that. Hang out and watch some UFC action 226 tonight.
I'll definitely make the main event.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah, you've got, there's plenty of time. You know, I'm going to be there for the prelims and everything. But yeah, we've got so much going on, you know, and it's like, it's just crazy that, and then a week from tomorrow, of course, is the next WWE pay-per-view. But that's right. Surprise. But, Rob, since, you know, I got to say, you know, you've got to see a lot of good wrestling up in Chicago since you've been up there. I've seen a lot of women's shows that you've been to.
Actually there's a big one tonight in, like 5 minutes from me. Rise, which has been affiliated with the Shimmers, doing a show, and they're actually talking about being in danger of folding after this weekend, which would be unfortunate. But, Shimmer obviously runs a few weekends, at least a couple weekends every year in Chicago. There's AAW, Ring of Honor comes through. Obviously WWE's there like all the time. So that's one thing I have really enjoyed about living in Chicago is the wrestling, because there's no shortage of it at all. Freelance, Dreamwave used to be there. There's a lot of really good talent out that way for sure.
Very cool. We're going to go to break on that. If you have a comment or a question, you can give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can ask the Artis anything, right?
Oh, boy.
And I use that name.
That makes me scared.
I use that name when Rick called you this past week. Said, hey, Artis. That's a name, you know, I mean, the hell's a lot of endearment here in town. So we're going to go to break on that. And, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I've got to go to the men's game. Flower City Fear playing at noon today. Genesee Valley Sports Complex. It's 121. I know it's on Elmwood Avenue. You check it out right by the U of R. Going down now to get ready for it and everything. But thanks, man. It's nice to see you, Rob. I'm going to come in and slap high five with you, and then I'm going to run. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
And
good
folks, you guys talk some wrestling. We got lots of news in there, and Adam Rose may call. So I'm just want to warn you that. Well, if you want to give us a call, 222-1280 starts away. You'll listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Rob, I can't believe that's where you're moving.
I would have never
that's
guessed.
Amazing.
Never.
Holy wow, God. I can't wait to come visit you.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Back on the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. Cash Man has left the building, so now the real fun begins. Mm. Or something like that.
Inmates running the asylum.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. Pain Clinic brought to you by Salvatore's, Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver. And despite the fact it was 9:00 this morning and they were all about donuts, they had no problem baking up a quick loaf of garlic bread for the artiste.
You know, people say that when pizza's on a bagel, you could eat pizza anytime. But really, it applies for garlic bread, too. Wait, 10 a.m., so, I mean, when garlic's on a bread, I don't know.
I was going to say, how do you word it?
But I was going to say, are we talking about pizza subs then? Or?
Yeah, pizza subs. Don't forget, tonight out at Salvatore Saloon or Salvatore's at the garage door, you can catch UFC 226. That is a 10 o'clock start time. Get there early. Cash Man will be out there. Hugs for everyone if you just approach him and say, hey, I'm a fan. I think that's how that works.
You probably don't even have to say that. I'll probably just give you a hug.
Just walk up and hug him without saying anything.
Yeah.
That would be
excellent.
He's a hugger. He is a hugger. That is tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, UFC 226, or out at Salvatore's Saloon. So, do we want to talk about, I mean, we could talk about some WWE. We could talk about the poop humor from Monday.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, was that pretty much last shot a whole metaphor for the whole 3 hours we watched?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. That was terrible.
I'm just going to assume that, like, well, I was traveling Monday. I didn't see Raw.
Pretty much Kevin Owens got put in a porta potty.
Anytime I come back here, I say, like, I can't. I'm really having trouble watching Raw at this point. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I really enjoy SmackDown every week and stuff, but Raw is just, I put it on for 3+ hours and I kind of listen to it while I do other things, but it's, there's some good stuff, but, and they've got the talent and stuff, but man, that's just,
they make it a chore
sometimes
to watch it.
Yes.
I don't enjoy watching it anymore.
Maybe if
I
you
watch
had your
it
champion
because
there and make a difference. Like, there's a lot of things that they could change about it to make it better, but it's just so repetitive and predictable, and I don't know. I'm really struggling to still care about it.
I want to know who thinks it's a good idea to try to get Roman Reigns over by just having him look like the dumbest idiot in the history of the world. I'm really beat up already, so I'm just going to get beat up even more and not tag in my partner in this match because I don't like him.
I just don't,
so I can get beat up more.
When you're going to have over 3 hours of live television every week and you haven't seen your champion in how long? Come on.
I was going to say that was one of my favorite things that's been happening recently have been the anti-Brock Lesnar signs that have gotten on TV. I mean, the two that come to mind are the guy that had the big sign that says, things I've seen this year with, like, different titles and boxes next to it. And the only ones that were checked were Bigfoot, Nessie, and, like, something else. And, like, you didn't see anything next to Brock Lesnar's name. And then the other guy who had, I think it was this week, where he had the sign that said, I've been to more WWE shows this year than Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that one got on.
But I mean,
it's not hard to do.
Well, it's not. And we finally did find out that they have confirmed that Brock Lesnar will be at SummerSlam, which, as much as you didn't want to think that is a surprise, like, you haven't heard anything about him.
So here's the thing I'm going to say. Like, obviously, Brock Lesnar gets them media attention, things like that. But in terms of ticket sales, I can't even say pay-per-view buys because that's not really a thing anymore. Network buys, I guess. How many people at this point are exclusively tuning in for Brock Lesnar? Because if he's only appearing on SummerSlam, for example, that's something that people are going to watch anyway. And people are going to buy tickets to that anyway. He doesn't appear on the random house shows, live events, whatever, like the smaller pay-per-views, the Monday Night Raws in smaller markets, whatever. I don't really think he has the value at all now that he once did. When he first came back, it was a big deal. People cared about it. But now everybody knows he's not around. They're making comments about it on TV as well. And I think a lot of fans have started to, that were still on board with him, don't care anymore. But is there really a point to it anymore? Like, does it serve any purpose at this point? Like, sure, people enjoy when he has a match, like, they can be very entertaining. But it's not worth it. And he can come in and he can have a main event match. I don't even care if you put him on last. That's fine. There's no need for him to have the belt. He doesn't need it. He's not helping anybody else with it. It literally serves, he's not making media appearances with it. It serves no purpose.
Well, is the bigger problem here that we all know it was supposed to go to Roman at WrestleMania and they didn't pull the trigger because they're still not liking the reactions he's getting.
What about the greatest Royal Rumble?
So can you claim or can you blame Brock Lesnar for this when really, I mean, you have to blame creative and Vince?
Well, I think their creative right now is to make it so he's not there. Like, I think they're playing off the whole he's not going to show up at SummerSlam. They canceled the Extreme Rules, you know, contenders match for it and whatnot. Their creative is that he's not there. That's how they're going to play it up, and that's how they're going to try to get Roman over, is that Roman's actually there getting beat up every week, and he'll be sympathetic until Braun Strowman cashes in that briefcase.
Right. I'm going to say, because that's still not going to get Roman over.
No, nothing's going to get Roman over at this point.
And, yeah, no, I agree. In the pushing off the inevitable Strowman thing, just, I don't know. Unless they go, like, is Nakamura out of the SmackDown title picture now for good?
It looks like he's in the U.S. Championship picture.
Yeah.
Once he recovers from the dog bite.
Which is a little disappointing because the way they built him up, and they had some great matches, and he won the Rumble and all that stuff, but now can he get back to the same amount of hype to potentially win it? Or is he never going to get it now?
I see your point, but at the same time, we get Rusev in the main event, and it looks like we're going to get Joe in the future in the main event, which I'm not going to ever complain about Joe and AJ Styles.
Well, I agree with that.
I like Nakamura being up there, too, but that SmackDown has so much talent that is so awesome. Maybe we'll get Nakamura and Daniel Bryan.
It is the undisputed A show.
Oh, yeah. Even if the ratings don't say so.
Yeah, it's far superior. I love watching SmackDown every week, and I don't know why I watch Raw at this point.
Right. We do have a caller on the line. I do not know who this is, so I don't know what I'm getting us into right now.
Go for it.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How's it going, Brian?
Good. Hi, Rob. How you doing, buddy? Miss you, buddy, in Rochester.
Hey, Brian.
You know, when the news came out this past week, I don't know if you guys heard that Ronda Rousey is in the MMA Hall of Fame. Where is the MMA Hall of Fame?
I believe it's
much like the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Where it is just
when I heard the news about Ronda Rousey inducted to the MMA Hall of Fame, I'm scratching my head. I'm like, where is it?
UFC's had a Hall of Fame for years.
There's no actual building. It's just you're in the Hall of Fame.
I think this thing with Brock Lesnar not showing up, please, can you take the title away from him? If he's not going to appear, but what you guys said, if he's not going to appear on Raw, defend the title within 30 days, they should take the belt off him. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for calling in, Brian. Yeah, that whole rule has quickly disappeared.
Is there a chance that they could ever use that again? I mean, I guess they could, but, like, you know, when Lesnar's gone for good and a couple years down the road, like, can they ever use that for a storyline?
Are you kidding? They'll use it the minute that it belts off Lesnar. They'll be like, well, he's got to defend in 30 days. Yeah. That's the rule. Wait, what?
So stupid. Was his last match in Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
And that was April?
Yep. Cool.
Awesome. Yeah, it's July. Yeah. Good stuff. Great champion. Really. Smart stuff, WWE.
Well, have you really come to expect that much from WWE recently? You can't be surprised. It's not like disappointment is new.
No, and I don't want to... Like,
it's
not
like he's the NXT champion or something.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't want to just be negative about it all, but I mean, I feel like they have... They still, every time I'm here, I feel like I'm saying, like, they have a better group of people on the roster under contract than ever before. But they really dropped the ball. Like, look at how relevant Sasha Banks was 2 years ago and how completely irrelevant she is now. Hopefully now they do something with her and Bayley and it actually gets them back into the spotlight a little bit.
The rumor is there's going to be a tag division.
No, I don't like it.
And Dr. Shelby was completely terrible on Monday too. I don't know what happened in the last, you know, 5 years since him and Team Hell No worked through their problems, but he lost his touch. It was terrible segments.
Well, and if they do that, then are they going to do a women's tag on Raw and on SmackDown?
I don't know if they have the talent for the four new belts.
It would have to be combined, I would think, wouldn't you?
That's what I would hope they would do because. Everybody can have a belt then. It'll be like old TNA.
Tag team division.
No, but people are going to complain then at that point. Well, like, you've got men's tag titles on each show, then you need women's tag titles on both shows. And I agree. They don't have the talent. Like, you could, unless you call everybody up from NXT, but.
And other than a handful of people, they have called up everybody who's ready from NXT, so.
Yeah. I would agree. I don't like that idea. I mean, it's the same thing. I don't like six-man tag belts in ROH and other stuff like that. I didn't like when WCW had like 18 belts. I'm less is more.
Especially with Brock Lesnar, right?
Who?
Who? Well, let's talk about someone who had a bad Monday night, really, because they weren't there.
Which one? There's a few people.
Let's talk Bray Wyatt.
Danger, Bray.
You want to fill everybody in on Bray?
Well, Bray wasn't there Monday because Bray got in a car crash. Bray's hurt. He actually was at fault in the car crash, too, apparently. He was cited for erratic driving. But, they're hoping he'll be back for his match at Extreme Rules because they keep pushing that match. But that is why you didn't see Bray Wyatt. Little car accident down in Florida.
So we got Bray Wyatt with car trouble, Jeff Hardy with car trouble. We're getting a text here. Brock will help the WWE by losing the belt. I still want to see Braun call out Brock this week. It's good for business.
I don't think there's going to be a scenario in which Brock Lesnar drops the belt to put somebody over. Brock's going to lose the belt when, like, Braun cashes in, it becomes a three-way, and Brock doesn't even get pinned or something. Like, he's not in the business of helping out the future and putting people over and all that stuff.
He'll put people over when it's good for him. He did with Goldberg. He lost to Goldberg in 18 seconds just to put him over, but he'll do business.
That helped. I don't think that helped anybody.
He also knew he was going to get it back at WrestleMania. I mean, so...
Brock won't go into business for himself. Brock does business. He's a businessman. He's all about the money in this, but he's not like going to go out there and beat someone up for real unless it's Braun Strowman erratically hitting him and then he just punches him in the head.
And he tags him.
I mean, I agree with the Goldberg point, even though Goldberg was not a young up and comer on the rise situation. So to do that with him makes no sense to me at all. But I just don't see a scenario where he's just going to lose clean to somebody and walk away. I don't know.
You know, you mentioned Goldberg, and I almost forgot about that awful run. And then you think about it; it's almost been 2 years where the Universal Championship has been on a part timer.
Yeah, did Goldberg get that at Survivor Series? No,
yeah.
Or was that the Rumble?
No, Survivor Series, and they were both in the Rumble match, I believe.
No, because Brock Lesnar Goldberg was Survivor Series.
Yeah.
So Kevin Owens dropped the title at the Royal Rumble.
Yes.
So we're well past a year and a half of part-time Universal Champion.
It's the most irrelevant main championship
in wrestling
history. Yeah.
All right, more of your calls, more wrestling talk next. If you want to call us, it's 222-1280. If you're outside the area, 585 is the area code. You can also text us at 222-1280. More Pain Clinic after this quick break here on Fox Sports 1280. Tiger as he downs some garlic bread.
It's so good.
Still can't believe you're moving there.
I know, that's
shocking.
Yep.
I mean, the weather. The heat, the cold, are you sure you're prepared for that?
You know, everywhere has weather.
But this place in particular, I mean,
they has really weather.
Have
weather.
They really have weather.
I don't know how that works, but yeah.
Here on the Pain Clinic, Fox Sports 1280. As always, we are brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, located at Empire and Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 226 out of Salvatore's Saloon or Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. It's a 10 o'clock start time. Get there early. It will be hosted by us. Cashman's giving out hugs. There'll be drink specials. There'll be prizes. That's tonight, 10 o'clock, either at Salvatore's Saloon or out with the Pain Clinic at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. I'm going to take advantage of having Artiste back in studio with us. This is a discussion we had a couple of weeks ago. WWE running, I was just thinking about it, reading the news. You know, WWE is running their show at Madison Square Garden this weekend with Undertaker back in action. And I just thought, you know, we were talking about All In. What are your thoughts on the situation now brewing with WWE and Ring of Honor with kind of WWE pulling their power and getting basically their Madison Square Garden show canceled?
Well, what would we say? Does WWE run 2 or 3 live events at MSG a year now?
Well, if that. Maybe. Their new favorite place to go is Barclays.
Right. And, you know, Barclays is a tremendous facility, not for watching a hockey game, but for a wrestling show, yes. When I think back to watching shows as a kid, like the MSG shows were huge, and like I loved,
they used to televise them on MSG network.
Like I think my first time in MSG was Mania 20, and you know, obviously you go into MSG now, it's not exactly the same thing, and they don't have that iconic tunnel that they used to use for all the pay-per-views and stuff, but I just wish that WWE would run there again. And it's like they had this really hot girlfriend, Madison Square Garden, but now they've switched to the new girl, Barclays, but they won't let anybody else date MSG. Like, they're still kind of holding on. If you're not going to run there, let other, if they want the exclusive thing, I mean, I get it. Like, they really, how many shows do they run there over the decades or century and stuff? Like, I get being protective of it. I get why they didn't want WCW in there before and all that kind of stuff. But at this point, my problem is that they don't run there.
Yeah.
They should have been – there was no reason for the 25th anniversary of Raw, which, by the way, was terrible, to be at Barclays and the Manhattan Center. Like, that should have been MSG. Even though MSG wasn't always like a raw spot, it was still like, or just do the whole show at Manhattan Center. But, I just don't agree with it. I don't know what Ring of Honor would draw in there. They could do really well. I mean, obviously All In immediately sold out 10,000 seats and stuff, and Ring of Honor's crowds are higher than they've ever been. Can they fill Madison Square Garden? I don't know about that.
The only chance they had was that they were planning WrestleMania weekend.
And I wonder, I mean, I don't know. It's frustrating, I guess, because I would love to see Ring of Honor continue to make more and more of a name for itself. I just don't think it's fair for WWE to hold on to something that they're not really utilizing. But my biggest issue is I want to see WWE televised shows there. I want to see pay-per-views at MSG. I'd much rather watch that for SummerSlam than watch it from Barclays. It's not the same.
And
there's so much history there.
And to your point too, like what we've talked about is it's almost like WWE has forgotten what good competition does for the business.
Well,
where's the harm in letting Ring of Honor get that kind of exposure?
And right now, I guess to counter that a little bit, it's strange that they're still being so protective of something like that, of an agreement that they're not even utilizing. But WWE is also in a spot right now where they are doing a lot of recognizing independent wrestling and the history of these guys and girls in WWE and what they did in their past. Look at the video they did with Harper and Heidi Lovelace and all these people and stuff. Like, they're at a point now where they're letting people keep their names. They're acknowledging the past. They're acknowledging other companies. They're putting tweets out about the Young Bucks and all of this stuff, which is, I think it's incredible that they're finally at a point where they're acknowledging stuff. They're putting TNA clips on the network and stuff. Like, it's bizarre still every time I see something like that. But if we're at a point where we're acknowledging there's other stuff, WWE's not just like telling people that tuned in, like, this is the only wrestling that exists. If you're acknowledging it, then what's the harm in letting ROH run a show? You don't have to promote it. Doesn't mean you can't run there. It's not going to hurt your attendance, whatever. Like, I don't see how it hurts WWE at all. It only helps. It only maybe brings more diehards to that area for Mania weekend, everything else. And, I don't know. It's disappointing, I guess.
I think it was Kenny King who did an interview recently, and he said he can't be that mad because it means they're paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, it does legitimize them a little bit. I mean, Ring of Honor can play the strengths of that, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think WWE is scared of ROH by any means, but it certainly shows that they're on the radar probably now more than ever. And how big is that? Because, you know, I think back to when ROH started in 2002 and got a little bit of a name for itself the first few years. And quite honestly, you know, it went through peaks and valleys over the years. And there was a time period there where I thought it was in danger. It was becoming not irrelevant, but not nearly as relevant as it once was. And right now it's through the roof and people are starting to recognize it more, and they should. And anybody that's listening to this conversation that hasn't checked it out really should check it out. I mean, I think now more than ever, you know, all of these stars in WWE that came through there. Why would you not check out something like that? But it's disappointing. I don't know. Maybe there's a way that I would love to see WWE Network put on some more indie wrestling stuff. I mean, they're allowing people to appear at indie shows. They're partnering with indie companies in England and stuff like that.
Well, that is part of our news today.
Oh, there we go. Well, you know what? I've got the sheet right in front of me. That's a napkin. But I was trying to segue back to you, so.
Yes, part, you know, we're talking about showing more indie shows on the network and stuff, and there's been talk about that happening, and apparently there is rumors going around that WWE might be buying Evolve, which is an independent promotion that runs all over the place that they've worked with previously. I believe that, what title? Oh, Adam Cole just defended that title on one of their shows. So it'd be interesting to see what would happen with that, because they use a lot of good talent too. And they use someone, I mean, their champion is someone that should be in the WWE, but, has an affinity for smoking a certain, illegal substance, so he will not ever join, but.
Who's their champion?
Matt Riddle.
Bro. I'm just gonna say, he's very talented, but I feel like he's one of the more overhyped guys on the indies. Like, I've seen him a lot in, like, at AAW shows and stuff, and I don't know, like, put some shoes on. Can we stop wrestling barefoot? Like, that just bothers me.
All right, we have Rashawn on the line. Good morning, Rashawn.
Hey, guys, I know it's been a while, but I just wanted to chime in on something y'all said with that MSG conversation.
Go for it.
WWE has definitely kind of forgotten where they came from in that aspect. Like, they remember, oh, yeah, MSG is important, but they also forgot what made wrestling, what grew their fan base. And honestly, a lot of stuff was on the Southeast, and, you know, Vince has always had a thing against the Southeast as far as wrestling went, but a lot of the Southeast has smaller arenas, and they never run these smaller arenas anymore because of that big Tron, and that's why they lost so many fans. Now, obviously, the production and writing and all that kind of stuff has contributed, but a lot of times, like, fans will still go just because they want to see certain people, and without them running smaller arenas like MSG on a fairly regular basis, that's where they're losing fans.
Well, you also got to remember they're not wrestling; they're sports entertainment.
Yeah,
yeah, it's still wrestling to me. Dang it! All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call, Sean. We have another caller on line one. I just don't see the name. Morning, you're on the Pain Clinic.
Hey, Joey Cooperberg. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Been a long time. Love you. Hey, growing up in the 70s and 80s in Long Island, that MSG show every 5 to 6 weeks was amazing. You got 3 hours on the MSG network. It was awesome. They came in about on the sixth match, and they said the main event next time will be a return bout, because obviously Bruno kept the title in some odd way. But you know what? I'm a purist, and I love that WWE always had the main hold. But you know what? I say ROH is still the best hour of wrestling on TV today, and I love the competition. I'm not going to comment on whether they should go to the Garden or not, but I think it's great for the industry, and that's great for all of us as fans.
Can't disagree with anything you said.
All right. Love you guys. Be good, man.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
I think one part of that I love, too, that goes along with what I was saying earlier, like the fact that it's a one-hour show. SmackDown is very, especially as somebody who currently lives in the central time zone, watching SmackDown from 7 to 9 o'clock and I'm out, love it. Absolutely love it. Watching Raw, like watching part of Raw, like on the East Coast here until like 11 something, like I'm getting older, like whatever, but like just like 3+ hours of like, oh, here's another replay.
Well, it's not like they keep you enticed to keep you awake anyways.
Here's if you, there's literally points where they get toward the end of Raw and they're like earlier tonight. And I was like, that was tonight? That feels like a year ago. Like, let's get this show over with. Well, like the one thing I do every week, though, I will say, is that when 9 o'clock Central hits and SmackDown goes off the air, I reach for my Roku remote, and I can't quickly enough get out of USA Network before Chris Lee starts talking. I can't stand if that's even on my TV for like 30 seconds. Can't do it.
But he knows best.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know it. I don't even know who he is. Why does he have a show?
Why
does he know best?
Because he's got enough money to have a show.
I also hate to admit this, but I am super behind on Total Divas, which is really disappointing.
Are you upset that you're admitting you're behind, or that you watch it?
No, I have no shame in that at all. I mean, obviously, like, I'm pumped that Jersey Shore came back, and I'll probably watch the next season of Floribama Shore as well. Like, it's fine.
I have to clarify, I don't watch it. My wife watches it. I just happen to be in the room at the time she's watching it.
Yeah, okay.
Come on. There's nothing wrong with it. I will say I haven't seen Total Bellows once.
Well, we did say that's what all the writers are focusing their time on, is creating compelling storylines for Total Bellows and Total Divas.
Creating real life storylines for them to, yeah.
Like the whole John Cena Nikki Bella thing. But don't worry, he's going to get his vasectomy reversed. Thank God for that. We can have a little John Cena.
Undertaker's really wrestling tonight, though?
Yeah, he was. I believe he's going to be part...
It's a six-man...
Six-man tag. He's going to team with Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns. And they're taking on Kevin Owens, Baron Corbin, and I want to say Rusev?
Constable Corbin.
Yes, Constable Corbin.
Maybe that's what they're doing?
Why is that a thing?
I don't know. At least he got rid of his hair, so the internet has one less thing to make fun of him for.
Why is Finn stuck wrestling him?
I feel like the hair was fine for his character. I'm not saying I liked either version of him, but I just don't understand why he has some kind of position of power if he's still an active wrestler, too. Doesn't seem like that's necessary.
Because wrestling.
Yes. It's Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Let's talk about NXT. Because that's the best WWE product right now. I mean, next to SmackDown.
When's the Mae Young Classic coming back?
next month or two.
Is that next month?
I think they film it next month.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be good. I would like to see them do another cruiserweight tournament too. But I mean, between the Mae Young Classic, the UK tournament.
That's the one thing I would
say too. So much of the good stuff is not on their weekly television.
I watched 205 Live this week for the first time since I probably saw it at whatever the last SmackDown in Chicago is at, right after Christmas.
Main event with Buddy Murphy and Mustafa Ali.
And wow.
Yeah.
Like, more than pay-per-view quality, like, that was incredible. It's too bad that that doesn't get more attention or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
again, it's another thing that has the talent, but I just don't trust the writing. But I probably am back in on watching that after.
Well, Triple H took over the whole production, so that's why that looks a little better now.
Yeah.
You don't have stupid storylines.
Right. I just love when it's a live SmackDown crowd and then 205 Live comes out and people are like, what is this?
Yeah.
Are we, yeah, kids, we're going home. Like, start walking to the car.
And sadly, they're missing the best wrestling of the night.
Absolutely.
All right, we got to get to break quick so this music stops. More Pain Clinic after this break here on Fox Sports 1280. So much better than Dave Matthews. Back here on the Pain Clinic, Fox Sports 1280. Got a couple minutes left if you'd like to talk to the boys here. We have the Artiste in studio. Take advantage. We don't know when this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
Especially with him moving to that place.
Especially with him moving to that place. I mean, it was hard enough for him to get back here from Chicago. Now this place? Come on. Phone number is 222-1280. You can call or text. If you're outside of the area, area code is 585. We are on Facebook Live as well. I should check that, too. We might have a question or something popping up on there. Oh, as always, the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. You can join us out at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road tonight for UFC 226. That has a 10 o'clock start time. It's hosted by us. There's going to be prizes, drink espresso, get cash enough booze, get enough booze into him. So many hugs. Like,
yeah, I don't think you need
hugs and selfies.
I think he confirmed hugs. Is that what it says?
You don't need
you don't, but it'll make it more fun. It'll make it more fun, I think.
Could you convince him to get the cash dash back?
We've been working on it.
Is it that time of year?
Well, like ever since Dan Severn told him, do not grow a mustache, he hasn't grown a mustache.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, you missed
Dan Severn put him to shame in studio. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
In all his glorious mustacheness.
Sitting right where you are right now.
Yeah.
We almost had to do like the Chuck Norris stuff with Dan Severn. Like, you know what's underneath his mustache?
Another mustache.
Another mustache.
His mustache is a fantastic mustache.
Is that good. Yeah, his mustache has a mustache.
Wasn't the best. Yeah. Probably better than one I would grow, but it wasn't the best.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't talk because I can't grow anything. So I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to do it. All right, you guys have the news in front of you now. What are we going to talk about for the last segment of the show? It doesn't even have to be on the news sheets. What the hell do you guys want to talk about? I mean, we already got our WWE griping out of the way.
Well, they announced a match for All In.
Oh, yes.
Okada and Bill and Marty Scurll. Yes.
Yeah. Which I have to say, too, I loved the Cody, Marty Scurll, Dalton Castle match.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. I am really surprised that the spoiler we talked about earlier, the fact that they had him drop it when he did, I'm like, I think you should have given it to Marty Scurll. He was super over with that crowd.
I don't know if it's on the news sheets, but obviously there's some Jay Lethal related accusations out there from Taylor Hendricks, and I don't know. Lethal has been a top guy there for so long. He's been there since the beginning. Does he, like, the belt helps him a little bit because he doesn't always necessarily feel like he's in the main event there per se, but I think it's unfortunate. Like you said, like, Castle hasn't been at 100%, so I think it's time to build up another new star there. You know, that's what you use the belt for. You don't just let it sit on somebody who's, you know, at home in Minnesota or Saskatoon or wherever Brock Lesnar lives. You know, it's basically just there's a purpose that a belt serves. Not just to say this is the top guy, but it helps somebody become that top guy. And I don't know, Lethal's had it before. I don't know if, I mean, we've gone full spoiler mode here, but, you know, I don't know. I just, I agree. I would like to see, I really like Marty a lot. And I'm all in on all the Bullet Club stuff and watching Being the Elite every week and everything. And is he the guy to be the world champion right now? I don't know. And is he the best of that group to get it? I mean, you could argue Hangman Page even too, but
But if you're gonna take the title off of Dalton, why not make a splash with it? He doesn't have to be the permanent holder, but
well. And I think with that company too, like there's so much blurring of the lines that you don't have to really worry about like transitional champions that much either. Like I don't think Lethal is a transitional champion. He might have the belt for a year. Who knows? I don't know. I feel like there's a better option than going back to something like think about for the first 15 years of ROH. I mean, was there like one repeat champion? I mean,
yeah,
it was
like that.
It was always about building up a new star. And then once they had it, they were good. They didn't need it again. Let's use it to serve a purpose. But I don't know. Hopefully Dalton will get healthy and get it back. So, and get a repeat champion in that way. That's obviously, I think we're biased in that, in this area about that. But, I think he did a great job.
If you're
with
not,
it.
You should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did get a couple of questions in on the text line. That is 222-1280 if you want to send us a text. A couple questions here. Where are Sheamus and Cesaro? Well, that one's easy. The standard creative has nothing for them at the moment, so they're not exactly being utilized.
When you have over 3 hours of live TV every week, how do you not have something for them?
Because they have to show all those replays. They can't show any of those start matches.
Well, they're on SmackDown.
They're on SmackDown now.
Forgot about that.
They're on SmackDown.
So really, they don't know what they're doing. Because yeah. Mm-hmm. Have they even done anything on SmackDown since they?
Not since they moved over.
Like, did they make an appearance that week?
They wrestled the New Day, or they did something with the New Day right when they first came over and haven't been on TV since.
I totally forgot they were even there, yeah.
Sheamus
well, the same
might
kind
be-
of thing, like, they were like, Sanity's coming, and then like, nope.
3 months
waiting,
later.
And then, okay, here we are. And I'll tell you what, like so I've been complaining for years about the zooming and the tilting of the ringside cameras and stuff and how seasick that makes me and makes me want to not actually watch my TV
like
for 3 hours straight.
Swing.
But yeah, but it makes the camera work on the Sanity entrance. I'm gonna vomit the next time I see that. Like there's way too much like, let's go back and forth with these three cameras and we're just gonna tilt right, tilt left and stuff like, can we stop doing this? Like all these years, pro wrestling got by without the ringside cameraman having to do like quick zoom out, like all this stuff. Like
but they're chaos. Stupid. They have to do that.
But even just for the matches in general, like I wish I could.
Cut.
Like instead of tuning
into
USA, can I just go to like the WWE Network where it's like this is just the hard cam for people that just want to watch it without getting seasick watching wrestling? I hate it. It's like you're not fooling me to make it look like the strikes are hitting anymore because you're quickly hitting the zoom button. Like, just stop.
Well, it's even better when they completely screw up and make it seem completely unrealistic when they miss something bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because they cut too quick.
Do they go to, like, a special, like, training seminar? Like, their camera operators, like, here's how you make really annoying zooms at ringside so you can make moves look like they
hurt
more.
That's all Kevin Dunn.
The Kevin Dunn School for Annoying Camera Work.
Yeah.
Might have to bring that up with Bruce Prichard tonight.
Another text in. What do you guys think about Shayna Baszler?
Shayna Baszler?
Well, I should say it how they spelled it. Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
But I kind of knew what they meant.
I get it. I mean, I'm not big. You guys know I'm not a big MMA guy. And the most recent MMA fight I saw was CM Punk. And, of course, that didn't help
that's
anything.
That's not helping anything.
That, that was, that was a fight. Barn burner.
Yeah. I don't know, like, and she was doing stuff, like with Shimmer in Chicago and stuff before she went in there, and, I think she's gotten so much better, but she's still so unpolished that, I don't know, I just don't think it's a little bit too quick with everything. I'm not totally sold. I don't think she can come in and be a powerhouse. She doesn't really have to talk and do many promos and stuff like that, and she's gotten a lot better, but I think they put the strap on her too soon.
I like what they've been doing with her, because she's working the MMA gimmick, she's working joints and all that kind of stuff. It's something you don't see from many of the women at all. They're not even having Ronda do stuff like that, so it's different. I like the difference of it. And like we said earlier, they called up a lot of the women who were ready in NXT.
And they might have called up some that I don't know if they were totally ready
exactly.
to, but they've done well with it. Like Mandy Rose, for example, I think has done really well with the character side of things and the confidence and, all that.
Does she wrestle? I thought she just kind of stands on the outside.
Sometimes. Have you seen her entrance?
Yes. Yes, I have.
It's the best thing ever.
We saw, we had NXT second row seats when she was in town, so.
Oh, it's better on TV though, with like the.
In person, it's pretty amazing.
I don't know. Like, I feel like there's some people that have come up that maybe didn't necessarily need to yet. And even, you know, like Carmella's doing the best she can with it. She's gotten better.
She's
too.
Doing her best.
She's still better than Enzo.
Who?
Real one.
I.
Who's going to die in his first match?
As soon as Charlotte comes back, I want her to get the strap back. She's still the best women's wrestler of all time.
I want Becky to get it.
I agree. And well, because Becky's also in that same Sasha, yeah, Bailey category of all these people who were, they really built up. They were stars. They were on top of the company. And now, like, yeah, we've got no idea what to do with you.
Yes.
And that's pathetic because there's a lot of talent there that's just going to waste.
And the last text here we have time for. Extreme Rules coming up next week. Have they actually announced any matches with Extreme Rules?
Well, we've got Bludgeon Brothers against Team Hell No.
But there's no stipulations, right, on any, yeah, of them. I don't think they've announced a stipulation for any of the matches.
I can't think of anything.
I was going to say, we're going to have to look it up quick, but yeah. Good point on that text.
iHeart Radio Music You Should Know featuring Fozzy.
Why didn't you tell us it was time to go? Okay. Oh, we're still here. Oh, there we go. Now we're going to get played out. Rude, Mr. iHeart Radio announcer guy. Wait your turn. So, Artiste, I mean, you want to give out the address so people can send you, like, care packages, stuff? Do you have a P.O. box set up yet? Or
No, not yet. But, yeah,
we need to know
what's up on Twitter and such. And, yeah, no, it's good to be back here. And hopefully we'll make it back here maybe a year from now, whatever it is. But, yeah, good to see you guys. And thank you for the garlic bread. It is delicious.
Don't forget to pack your shorts and your winter coat. Because of the weather. All right.
We'll talk off it.
All right. We got to get out of here. More Pain Clinic next week here on Fox Sports 1280.
A treat for yourself, for guests and family, or just about any time. There's an ice cream for that. Shop Häagen-Dazs, Outshine, Edie's, and Drumstick ice creams at Target and save with Cartwheel.